today we have visitors to the Bargain News office. We have two people who've been here before, but some time before. Not an interview, just a conversation, really, to find out what it is that brings them to Bargain. Well, let's start. Let's start with your names.
Okay, Dominic Fiore.
Linda Fiore. Linda Fiore.
So, what are you doing in Bargain? Why are you here?
I was here 40 years ago to play. I came with an orchestra to play in the opera Barga. And as I was saying earlier, I came into the airport in the middle of the night, got a bus into town in the middle of the night, went to sleep in the Alpino, woke up to the sound of a festival band in the morning. And when I opened the window, it was my first view of Italy. And it was just, it was entrancing. And I will always think of Italy looking out those windows at Bargain.
So here we're talking about Italy 1973-74. A different Italy.
Yeah.
Very different Italy. And since then you've been back here, you've come back.
We came back as part of our honeymoon. And in fact, we were at the Duomo. We have a picture of Linda at the Duomo. We were visiting up there and sitting on the steps, and this dog found us and sat down next to her. And the other night when we arrived, we went back up to the Duomo, and this little kitten followed us up, and Linda sat on the steps, and we took another picture of Linda with another animal from Barca.
70s to the 2013, a lot's changed in the world, if you think about it, really, in all those years. What's changed with Barga? So what are your impressions now of coming back to Barga after all that time?
Well, the number of people and the number of high-quality restaurants. When I was here, there were places to get sandwiches and some pizzas and things, but nothing like what is here now. We've had some fabulous food here. It's changed, but it's not changed. It's still the Barga I remember, but it's got some quality additions to it.
So are we talking about...
And certainly the physical appearance of the place has not changed. And just the feeling of when you walk into the place, you're immediately accepted into the community. We walk around town waving to people that we met here, and it feels like we've known them for years, and they treat us as though they've known us for years.
When you were here in the 70s, what were you actually doing?
I was here with an orchestra, which was actually an organized group from Philadelphia, and we were a new music group. And our conductor was Greek and somehow got hooked up with Opera Barga and offered us up as the orchestra for Opera Barga one year. We did Il Tabarro and Johnny Schicchi. We played in the teatro here. We played in Lucca at the theater. And I recall a concert we did on our own, of our own compositions, in Fiesole. We did one concert here in the Differenti, and it was a contemporary concert. And I remember the audience would just sort of drift away, because obviously it wasn't the kind of music they thought they were going to hear. And by the time we were finished, there was almost no one in the hall.
Well, talk about the school.
Oh, we had... one of the things we did was a side-by-side with students from a local music conservatory. The director of the conservatory, whose name I don't remember, was a phenomenal violinist. And he brought the kids up to play next to us, and we had a good time. We were all young and a little capricious and drove the kids crazy, as well as the conductor, who was Bruno Ragacci at the time.
Are we talking about Lucca?
I'm not sure. I remember the name Alessandro. I don't remember more than that. He was a violinist, and he was married to an American woman who's a violinist who's now living in Torino, who we've actually been teaching with. She comes to the States occasionally and teaches. I don't remember more than that. I'm going to send you some pictures, and maybe he'll be in there and someone can identify him.
Okay. And your impressions of Barga?
Well, the excitement of my husband you know, of coming here is worth every second I'm here. However, it really is to me. I, you know, not being Italian, it's really it's Italy. It's the small town Italy, but it's warmer. It's there's something about how people approach you and talk with you, and you know, and we seem to always, you know, jump into places like at the to have a piatto
Freddo.
Yeah, Freddo. And start talking to people and just being accepted and being brought in rather than being on the surface. You know, that to me is fantastic. And when we were here 30 years ago, I do remember the dog. I remember the Duomo. But we did a whirlwind Italy, so I'm not sure we were here that long. Anyway, but this has been a real treat, and we will return always, you know, every, you know.
Well, you've basically summed up everything that we're trying to do here in the city, is to give that feeling of a small town, a small city, mm-hmm. but with, there is a slight difference here in Barga in that there's 100 years of tradition of people going backwards and forwards. With the Scottish connection that's been right. going on for over 100 years, there's been people coming back and forward into Barga and out of Barga. Mm-hmm. And so people have got used to other people coming in, other ideas. And other, so there is the traditional, the speed of life goes at that traditional rate of probably from the 70s.
Yeah.
Probably it's probably not that different. It goes at that kind of rate. But then there's new stuff coming in, and there's, I mean, we're sitting here talking about internet. We're sitting here talking about QR codes a couple of minutes ago. There are things going on which are not high technology, but certainly another way of thinking. So there are it's a strange mixture between the two of a traditional slow way of living, but and used to. You're not going into a closed town. That's a different thing. It's definitely open.
And visitors and guests, I think, can feel that. That they're not, you know, just, you know, putting themselves in the town, and you're like not feeling a part of it, you know, and that's what you've all done here is bringing us all together, you know, so that it's, you know, but I can see that, you know, the newer things like internet, but without that, you know, you can't let people know what this is, but you also don't want to invite. You know, the ugliness of the world either, so, yeah.
Before we were talking about wet T-shirt parties, people coming in for wet T-shirt parties.
Well, they wear wet T-shirts, but...
See, with the weather today, but that kind of tourism is not mass tourism would kill the place.
But if someone wants to come to Italy and get the best of what I think of Italy, sort of the picture that most people have in their minds of Italy, you can, in 5 minutes, walk from the 11th century, 10th century, to the 21st century. Everything is here. You can be in the middle of a historic town, if that's what you want, and you can find all the modern conveniences, if that's what you want. Everything is here.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Couldn't have a better a better speech. It's perfect. Yeah. So, today you're leaving?
Yeah, unhappily. We have to go. I wish I'd planned more time. This we thought we would come back here, have a little bit of nostalgia, and use this as a jumping off place to go to Florence because we had museum tickets set for Saturday. There was some serious discussion about, well, you know, maybe we
really want to.
Yeah, we have the tickets, but we've seen everything before. Maybe we just stay here and enjoy the town.
But you know, I think it's a place to return always. I mean, I don't, you know, and Dominic said when we were talking about Italy, where do we want to go? Well, Barga was first on the list. We have to go there. So, but I don't think you remembered it as it's changed, right? I mean, it's
over the years, it seemed bigger.
You were
in my
young.
Head.
He was 22 or something, 22 years old, and he felt like that the whole town was bigger. I think in your mind it was this big romantic kind of, you know, trip. Yeah. Yeah. Wide-eyed youth.
I have one funny story, which I'm sure everybody around here is getting tired of hearing now, but there was a singer who was here who came up for the festival, and I think there was also a polenta thing happening going on here. His name was Caverni, and I met him outside the Alpino, and he heard me checking in to John Perro, who was running the place at the time, and he said, "Oh, Fiore," and he looked at me and he said, "Celebrato Gesù Cristo." I didn't know what he said, but I thought it was something nice because he had a smile on his face, so I said, "Thank you." And he doubled over laughing, and apparently what he said was, may Christ be praised, and the response was supposed to have been, "Sempre celebrato," may he always be praised. But he thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard, and I would be walking down the street, and from a block away, he would scream, "Celebrato Gesù Cristo," and I would yell the answer, the appropriate answer, or he would take me up to someone, and I would have to give the wrong answer so they could all laugh. And that's how we became friends.
So you leave today. What's next on your agenda?
Next is 2 days in Cinque Terre, and then back to Rome, and then back home on Friday.
And back to work.
Back to work on Saturday.
Yeah. What are you up to now?
Well, I'm playing. I have some music jobs coming up. Linda starts teaching right away, and I'll be playing some jobs in Philadelphia, concerts, and I start Saturday afternoon, so hope the plane's on time.
But you'll be back.
We will be back probably the same time of the year next year.
And definitely we'll be back, because this has been very fun. We've really enjoyed it.